Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Everybody, welcome to Que Go Lasso. This is a quick reaction video with Jimmy Conrad, and we've just finished watching Manchester United's emphatic win 4-1 against Newcastle, and the biggest talking point, of course, Cristiano Ronaldo returning to Man United, and here we are, a brace for the Portuguese star, as well as Jesse Lingard got one and Bruno Fernandes with an absolute screamer. Jimmy Conrad, initial reactions. I'm sorry, man. As a Newcastle supporter, how are you feeling?
Hold on, Luis. I'm feeling great. Everything's going well here. I actually predicted prior to that United would win, Ronaldo would score, and that Newcastle would score. So I'm feeling pretty good about hitting that bet. But it's not an easy time to be a Newcastle supporter, Luis. That said, I actually thought they were pretty good in the first half. They scored a very good goal. Mikel Almiron, I don't know why he's still on Newcastle. He's so much better than that team. So is Alonso Maximin. Both of those guys have so much sauce. But it's not about them. It's about Cristiano Ronaldo. The guy makes his return. We knew he was going to score. He is Mr. Clutch for a reason. And what I love about both of his goals is that they're not necessarily great goals, but it's the little things. You know, just that reaction when Mason Greenwood hits a bit of a hopeful shot, it gets a deflection. The only player inside the box that was anticipating a possibility of a deflection or a spill was Cristiano Ronaldo. That's one of the reasons that makes him great. The other one, he makes a good run to create the passing lane. Good first touch out of his feet, hits it hard and low, goes between the goalkeeper's legs. That's what makes him great. These little things that he does to give himself the opportunities to score. And I think he knows as he ages, he can't rely on his quickness anymore all the time, but he can be quick of mind. And we see it once again, two goals in this one. As you mentioned, Bruno Fernandes, Jesse Lingard, very happy for him to score as well. But this team, when you start to look at United, even though I thought there were moments where Newcastle were still starting to get them frustrated, that goal right before half killed them, of course. But this United team is very, very good. And if they can just find that right 11, that's going to be on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and maybe find a better holding midfielder that can help them defend in transition, because we saw them get punished by Newcastle. This team could be contending for a title. I don't want to get out. I understand it's just Newcastle, so I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this was a nice first start with Ronaldo back on the team.
Yeah, no, well said, my friend. And a few talking points that we've already discussed, really. In many ways, Jimmy, I feel like this was the perfect sample of a game that Manchester United is going to bring. Obviously, so much offensive firepower, but, you know, they are vulnerable against the counter because Man United fans have been screaming for protection in the midfield, and that was clear with the excellent counter-attacking goal from Newcastle, but they just have too much, including, of course, Cristiano Ronaldo, who scores 120 goals now for Manchester United. He had 62 touches, 6 shots. Bruno Fernandes, by the way, had 5. But also, it complements now, and to your point about his goals, a very instinctive performance from Cristiano Ronaldo, which is basically what he's all about. To yourself, he just creates space and he knows where to be when that ball, whether it doesn't get picked up by the keeper, etc., to the point of the first goal. Mason Greenwood, of course, a major contributor to that. It was his shot. And in the second one, of course, as you were mentioning, just giving himself enough space to create, an availability for him to score. Just a great performance and a brace from Cristiano. Did we expect anything less, Jimmy Conrad? I thought a brace would come.
Yeah, I don't know about a brace. I think we thought he would score. He's the man of the moment. We talked about it in our preview that he just likes to step up and be the guy when everybody's watching. And he does it so consistently, you almost take it for granted at how good he is at being clutch in big moments. My one concern, though, for all you Manchester United fans that are listening and for everybody else that wants to see them suffer, I suppose, is Ronaldo has a tendency, they had him in the number 9 spot, but he has a tendency to kind of drift to the left. And I say this because Jadon Sancho was invisible today in a way that they paid a lot of money for him and they want him to get going. I actually really liked the starting lineup. Greenwood, obviously, 3 goals in 3 games. Ronaldo is the 9, Sancho on the other side. You got Pogba and Fernandes. Like, that's a pretty formidable and very, very talented, all world-class players in your front 5, front 6 there. The problem is when Ronaldo, who has a natural tendency to drift to the left, he's going to get in the way of Sancho. So they're probably looking to pick up the ball in the same space. And then because there's a big emphasis on Luke Shaw getting forward on the left side, who's always looking to overlap, there's really no room for Sancho to go. So you guys, or all of us, just need to kind of pay attention to what that looks like moving forward, because Sancho needs space to be himself as well. And if Luke Shaw is going to crowd him out wide, and if Ronaldo's like drifting into his space, where's he supposed to go? Especially against a team like Newcastle that, and I'm sure a lot of teams are going to start doing this, where they're going to sit back, and that's going to crowd the space even more. And you saw it at the end of the first half where they were getting frustrated. Bruno Fernandes was dropping deep. And then you had Pogba, Matic, and Bruno Fernandes all standing next to each other, passing in a triangle. And Newcastle's like, yeah, great. You can keep it there. You're not hurting us there. And it took a hopeful shot from Mason Greenwood to ultimately unlock everything. And obviously some heads up awareness from Cristiano Ronaldo to tap it in. But that Jadon Sancho situation is one to keep an eye on, because they're going to have to figure that out. And I think the big question mark for United fans is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer the manager to help you unlock that and actually figure it out? He's a great player manager, but tactically you could sense that maybe he's not the guy. He's not Sir Alex Ferguson, of course.
Yeah, well, obviously he's not Alex Ferguson. That's a very true. And also, let's see what happens in the Champions League against, with all due respect to your Newcastle, tougher opposition. Okay, Man United, okay. By the way. Hey, listen, man. Come on. I know your pain. I know that you feel my pain. It's all very nice for these top four teams to do whatever they want. But we have to wait and see what happens when they face, you know, like a PSG or a Man City, somebody like that, especially when they lose the ball. Jimmy, we've talked about this one before. This isn't a long episode. We just wanted the thoughts, but we talked about this before, especially once Ronaldo signed with United once again. They were 12 points behind the defending champions, Man City, last season. Will Cristiano Ronaldo and other signings, as you mentioned, of course, Jadon Sancho, et cetera, will Ronaldo and other signings be enough to close that gap?
Oh, 100%. There's no question. I mean, I think we just got a little taste of it this time around of what his presence, his mere presence does on the field, because even if he's not getting the ball, there's still so much attention given to him. It's going to open up space for some of the other players. And as I mentioned, there's a ton of world-class players. Not only that, I actually feel like there's some legitimate depth in this Man United team. Let's go back to the Europa League final last year. It took 99th minute for Ole Gunnar to make a sub, and he brought on Fred. They just didn't have anybody, right? They were very thin in that side of the ball. Now, when you look at the bench, all right, we got Lingard coming off the bench, scored a very good goal today. You got Martial coming off the bench. He was very good for France during the qualifying window. You have options. And then Rashford obviously is hurt. So you got Rashford, who's an option. Cavani didn't play, right? I mean, you got all these guys. Like, that is legit. My concern, though, and I think this is the biggest concern for all Man United fans, is that middle of the fields. You had Matic, you have Fred, you have McTominay. If you want to go with Bruno Fernandes and Pogba in midfield, and I think more often than not you will, because teams are going to be sitting back and those two players can pass the ball very, very well. But who's going to be that one holding midfielder? Matic can't cover the ground, maybe never could, because he's just not that type of player. Fred can do it, but he can't really pass that great. McTominay, they're just better in a double pivot. So that's going to be my one point of concern to help protect that back four, especially in transition, because Newcastle weren't too far away from potentially scraping out a result if they just had done a couple things better, if their goalkeeper had made some saves. They're going to run into a day where some goalkeeper is going to stand on their head and make a bunch of saves, and then what? You know, and that's going to be the thing that they're going to have to try to unlock. Now, but that's my big thing. When I look at the schedule, they got Young Boys, their first game in the Champions League this week. Then they play West Ham twice in a row, once in the League Cup, or once in the league first, and then the League Cup. And then they got Aston Villa, Villarreal, Everton, Leicester, Atalanta, Liverpool, Tottenham, Atalanta.
Yeah, games
Man
are coming
City.
Thick and fast. Yeah.
Holy crap. So we're going to have basically, let's see when those games end. So by Halloween, everybody, by Halloween, let's say November 6th, that's when they play Man City. We're going to have a really good idea to answer your question, whether this team is good enough to close that 12-point gap.
Yeah, absolutely correct. That midfield is going to be a major focal point. And by the way, that opening goal from Cristiano Ronaldo came in the final moments of the first half. Had Newcastle held on, that dressing room talk at halftime by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer could have been a little bit different. So that 100%. Should be something to watch. All right, final question here, Jimmy Conrad, on Cristiano Ronaldo, the brace, the opening return. And all in all, a very, very, I mean, a pretty stupid question from me, but I'll say it anyway. A pretty good starting point for Cristiano Ronaldo. How's he feeling? He's feeling happy, confident as the Champions League, of course, begins, because surely you would think that their stock rises there too.
I think, to your point, I'll say this is an A-plus performance from Ronaldo, 10 out of 10. My concern initially was it felt like the moment was so big. There was a buzz in Old Trafford that it felt like the rest of the guys on the team were trying to force it into Ronaldo to get him to score. So for him to get these two goals out of the way, and that way you can tick that box and move on, because he had not scored in this one. You could feel that pressure. When will he do it? When will he score for United? So now that that's out of the way, I think it's a really important moment for everybody just to get that off their chest and move forward. But yeah, I actually couldn't imagine a better start. Obviously, him scoring a hat trick is probably something he's looking towards. But what's funny, and I'm just going to leave, this is my final thought. Ronaldo's only played 90 minutes, and he's got more goals than Arsenal this season. Thanks for having me, everybody. It's been unbelievable. You guys have been great. Peace
we
out.
Have
Thank
to
you so
go
much.
There. You got to put that paper bag back down, Jimmy Connor.
Yeah, everybody. Take it easy. Thanks for having me. I love you, LME. Bye, everybody.
Heath Pierce and James Benj are going to come at you. There had to be an Arsenal poke in there. Thank you so much, everybody. Don't forget to follow, subscribe. Qué Golazo on YouTube and on Spotify, wherever you listen to your pods. We're on CBS Sports, your CBS Sports app. Have a great, great rest of your weekend.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.